bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now, who wants to open up? How do we start off talking about George Pell? Tass.
Look, I've actually already had a conversation with Pete about this mm-hmm. morning, because, look, it is what Pete's going to do is actually talk about his personal experience and share with us and our listeners essentially his experience as a victim of
survivor.
Sexual abuse.
I have never used the word victim, and I never will.
Thank you for correcting me. Mm. That's a really important distinction, actually.
Look, it is, and it's one of those things, you know, there's people who will identify as a victim of child sexual abuse. I identify as a survivor because I've come out the other end. And there's a whole lot of quite typical symptoms, or I won't say symptoms, but there's some go on to become abusers themselves. And we've seen that in the case of one of the very vocal members of the Ballarat Coterie, David Ridsdale, the nephew of Jared Ridsdale. He was one of those that went off to the Vatican, and it's since been quite publicly noted that he himself was charged with some quite ugly child sexual abuse charges. Then there are those that descend into a vortex of drug and alcohol abuse to try and mask the pain that they are suffering. And then there's a very lucky few, and I count myself as one of them, who've been able to have the good amount of therapy and actually process it all. And it was one of the things that actually stopped me coming out and come out till I was 29. And I carried this thing for so long because I was really, really worried that if I admitted to the abuse, it was because I was gay. And that's why it happened to me. So there's a whole bunch of
How do you deal with that before you're 29, though? I mean, that is that's a long time to carry that kind of thing.
I actually made that decision when I was 9. So my abuse started when I was 8, finished, I wasn't quite 10. It was at the hands of a Catholic priest in the Ballarat Diocese, which was overseen by Pell in the first instance, and Bishop Ronald Mulkerns, who has recently gone to whatever place he's going to go to, as he's shuffled off. So I made the decision. I couldn't tell my parents. There was a whole bunch of reasons why, and that was mostly because I was told that if I told my parents, they would think I was lying, that I would be punished by my God, blah, blah, blah. On the other hand, I was chosen because I was special. Try and work all that out as a 9-year-old.
When did you start the process of therapy and treatment? And
something happened in my life. I was 27. I did something really, really stupid. And I had to go and have some therapy. I had to go and see somebody who could help me sort of unpack all of these things. And the guy I saw was a gay guy in Sydney. And the very first session, we both arrived wearing the same shirt, so I knew it was all going to go really well.
and it all flooded out from then.
Yeah, look, it did. And he actually said after a period of time, "You don't need to see me anymore. You're just coming to make me laugh now." He said, you are perfectly capable of dealing with this now on your own. And he once described it was like a rubbish bin. And he said, if you keep pushing stuff in the top of a rubbish bin, a plastic rubbish bin, it's eventually going to split out the sides.
Yeah.
He said, You probably got to that point where the bin was overflowing, but you didn't split at the sides. And he said, if you had have, you would have gone on and probably become somebody who relied on drugs or alcohol to mask your own pain.
Pete, let me ask you, when you see all this happening now, when you see what we saw on 7:30 report with Pell the other day, we've seen the Royal Commission, everything that has happened over the last few years, particularly probably the last 10 years. Mm. Does that work? Does that help you, or does that actually does that prick at you?
It's dependent upon the day. I think the last time I talked about this on Air Macca, Peter Hitchener was here, and Peter just looked at me at one point and asked me a question, and I wasn't able to control my emotion.
Yeah,
that was a particularly difficult week. This week, there's a little bit of smug satisfaction, and it is smug satisfaction this week because there are allegations that have now been raised against George Pell. Those allegations have been simmering for a long time. There is a large amount of survivors or victims who have professed, and this is opinion, have professed to knowing that Powell himself is possibly guilty of clerical sexual abuse. He's always been complicit. He's always covered up and moved priests and been quite complicit in rather than dealing with it. But at this week, to actually, it is smug satisfaction, and I don't like to be smug very often.
I did hear the comment during the week, well, Friday actually, yesterday, that the allegations against Pell were actually minor.
Compared to what the actual might be.
Because there was no penetration involved.
John Sylvester in The Age wrote a piece, and I normally really like what he writes. But he categorised the allegations against Pell as at the lower end of the offending scale.
Yes.
Now,
there is no end.
Yeah, I mean,
That's exactly the right point, John. I'm absolutely with you.
I was appalled when
abuse is abuse is abuse.
Yeah, I was appalled when I read that because it's a breach of trust, you know, when a priest does this. But at the lower end of the scale, I'm sorry, like, the scale doesn't have a starting point.
No, and I think we've got a bigger issue, and I didn't probably quite want to get to this, but I'm going to. There was an Australian actor about 3 months ago was charged with 23 offences against 16 boys.
Mm. Yes.
His sentence added up to 6 weeks in jail for each boy.
Yeah. Mm.
That is not a sentence for somebody who has ruined the lives of 16 children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do ruin the lives. As much as some people come out of it the other end quite strong, some won't admit it, some are in denial for the rest of their life. You have taken the innocence of a child. You are complicit in the destruction of that child's trust in adults. And it doesn't matter whether it's your own parents or whether it's any adult, and I'm particularly, I find this so revolting with the church, because the church is the one place that our parents trusted us to be safe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And it is the one place where we absolutely were not safe.
Yeah, I think one of the great things about this, though, is when 730 report talk to people, they get victims or survivors or and they do a story on it.
Mm.
There's no more of this covering up, and we get. People like Pell, who's come out and talked about a conspiracy between the ABC and the police. Oh, give me a break.
Yes.
A conspiracy between... If it hadn't have been for, as he put it, conspiracies, none of this stuff would have ever come... Would never have ever come out. We would never have seen it. If it hadn't have been for, as he would term conspiracy, I would say, for want of a better person to point it to, thank God... Four conspiracies.
Mm. I also want to remind people that these are allegations against George Pell. I'm not saying that they are proven. I don't know that they ever will be, but there will be a great many people dancing on a gravestone if they ever are.
Oh, look, he's got every right to have a proper trial, but also come back, face it, talk to the police, get it done. If we've got people coming forward that have allegations against him, let's get him out of here.
According to the report, there are about 8 written statements.
Mm.
I suspect there are a whole lot more allegations that haven't been yet documented or come forward.
I also think we need to look at the Ballarat Diocese, which is the place that's being talked about. For those who are not religious, a diocese is a portion of the state, if you will, that is overseen by a bishop. The Ballarat Diocese is geographically enormous. It runs from Ballarat to Mildura, down to the southwest, and back up to Ballarat. So it takes up probably a third of the state in a geographical sense.
Jeez.
So when you consider abuse, and I'll go back to the early 70s in Mildura, which is where my own abuse happened, in the Sunraysia region, there was a very well-documented story of a Monsignor Day, and a police officer by the name of Dennis Ryan, himself a Catholic with a whole bunch of children that went to school with my brothers and sisters. Dennis Ryan was hounded out of the police force and out of his job and out of his career because of his superior protecting Monsignor Day. Mm. What we know now about Monsignor Day, he was an absolute monster. So the cover-ups of in this geographical space are so large that I would imagine, and I'll hazard a guess, that there are thousands who... in one way or another, were abused, probably including members of my own family, who
haven't
choose
yet
to deny.
Declared, correct. Or talked about it.
So we've got a situation where, when I sat with the the head of the Royal Commission and had a session with him and talked about my experience and what I want out of this, because I've agitated for a very long time for the Royal Commission to happen in the first place. He said it is the tip of the iceberg, and I think we are dealing with a much larger issue. The Ryan Commission that happened in Ireland was supposed to go for 2 years and went for 7.5 years. Mm. I think our Royal Commission is going to go on and on. And thankfully, Tony Abbott's not there to stop funding and put it into a Royal Commission against the unions.
Yes.
We have to keep funding this Royal Commission. We have to keep allowing survivors and victims to tell their story. Because if we don't, we're almost complicit ourselves in not providing the forum for people to start to unload that burden. And the burden is extraordinary.
And we've seen, you know, reports during the week in New South Wales of one of the Anglican dioceses.
Newcastle.
Yeah, yes. Newcastle. And, you know, that these allegations are against married priests.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, but I think it's important, you know, and we've said this before, this is... You know, the reason we are all so cranky, this is not about people's beliefs. This is about the people in the church
who are abusing their power.
That are abusing their power and abusing people. This is not about attacking anyone's religious beliefs. That's really important.
Oh, no.
But
never
you
has
know,
been.
But you know, this is so widespread. I mean, I went to boarding school.
Macker, I think it's more than just that. It's actually about the systematic cover-up as well.
Yeah, and when George Pell talks about a conspiracy, well, George, you should know about a conspiracy.
Because he's been complicit.
Better than anyone else.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
No, but all the religions that are involved in this have passed, you know, priests from parish to parish, right, to try and hide it, and they have covered up and given comfort and supported them when these priests are retired and continue to support them.
They've paid their legal fees.
Yeah, and you know, this is...
Yeah.
This is, you know, to me, it is... I just want to know, when does this stop?
I think...
And it's still going on.
There was one positive thing about it, though, that needs to be recognised, is that Pell has done, there's no doubt that Pell has done damage, but Pell has probably done more good for the cause in the last 2 years than he will probably ever recognise. Him standing up at the Royal Commission and saying that he likened sexual abuse to a truck driver raping, as he put it, some lady. If he rapes some lady, you can't go and blame the trucking company. As in the church was the trunk. Now, for him to do that, and for the way he has talked about victims, he's probably done more for the cause because he's rallied all kinds of different people behind. Mm.
True. Yeah. Pete, thank you very much for sharing your personal story.
We will continue this discussion with Tim Wilson after our...
Yes, but thank you for sharing your personal story.
You.
And
we've had
messages from our listeners sending you lots of hugs and showing lots of respect. So thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.